Thank you, Dr. Kern, for the introduction. Good morning, everybody. My name is Mingying Xiang. I'm from K-State. So today, I'm presenting part of my PhD project, impact of Zoysia and Tofescu seed mixture on brown patch disease severity. Tofescu is a predominant turf grass used for home lawn and golf course rough in Kansas and many other transition zone states. It has a relatively good drought and heat resistance compared to other cool season grass. Brown patch caused by Rhiza tuna solanae is a main pest happened mainly in the humid and hot summer on Tofescu. It mainly happened in July and August in Kansas. Thousands and thousands on fungicide has been spent to control brown patch and also on the seed to oversee Tofescu in the fall to repair the damage caused by brown patch. And at the meantime, the brown patch resistant cultivar of Tofescu is very limited. So what are some other alternative solutions? Sorry about that. So study has been reported on mixing Tofescu with other cool season grass or using a Tofescu blend. Limited information has been reported on using a seed type warm season grass with Tofescu. That led to my study today to evaluate a seed type Zoysia grass with Tofescu. And the benefit of this is Zoysia grass and Tofescu, they're both drought tolerant. And however, Zoysia grass has a poor late fall and winter color and early spring color. Tofescu has a very good late fall color and early spring color in the transition zone. So by mixing these two together, it can actually attain the Zoysia grass late fall color. And more important, Zoysia grass is not susceptible to brown patch. So our objective for this study is to determine whether mixing Zoysia grass with Tofescu will reduce the brown patch disease severity and maintain the quality of the stand. So we conducted two separate studies at Manhattan, Kansas and Olathe, Kansas from 2015 to 2017. The seed type Zoysia grass we used was Compadre and Corona Tofescu. During the disease season, late night irrigation was applied in Manhattan, Kansas to promote the disease. And the plot was maintained at 7.5 centimeter and mowed weekly. Experimental design was a split plot in randomized complete block design and four replicates at each location. The subplot, we have either Tofescu mono stand or a Zoysia Tofescu mixture. And for the whole plot, we either treated with fungicide as a healthy check or treated without fungicide and let the brown patch occur naturally. Data collection was focused on the percentage of brown patch by visual rating. So I rated the percentage of plot show the disease symptom visually. Also, the brown patch severity was determined using a grid and detailed image analysis. But due to the time limit today, I will going to only present the data on the visual rating. And these three methods showed a pretty consistent trend during the past 2 years. I also rated the turf quality on a 1 to 9 scale, with 1 equal to dead turf and 9 is highest quality turf. Data was analyzed using PROC mix with repeated measures, and the degree of freedom was adjusted using the Kenworth Ruggers adjustment. Mean difference was separated using alpha equal to 0.05. So this is what happened during our study period. The pictures on top of this slide is the Tofescu mono stand plot. So during the hot July or August, the brown patch shows severe pressure on tau fescue. And as meanwhile, the mixture plot barely gets any disease. So now let's switch gear and look at my results. So this figure is a non-fungicide treated study in Manhattan, Kansas in 2016. So the x-axis is the date and the y-axis is the brown patch percent ranging from 0 to 20. The solid black line is tau fescue treatment and the dashed line is mixture. All the green dot you see here is when I took data during the disease season. And the ester risk means that there are significant differences between mixture and tau fescue. So in 2016, we found out tau fescue has consistently higher disease pressure compared to the mixture. And the 10 days out of 17, disease pressure was significantly higher in the in the tau fescue plot. And what else I found is the mixture was able to maintain less than 6% of brown patch throughout the disease season without applying any fungicide. In 2016, the brown patch occurred much earlier. It's not a very typical year, so the brown patch started in mid-May. And in the fungicide treated treatment, it's in the second figure. The fungicide was able to bring the disease pressure down. Even under the fungicide treated, the mixture still showed less brown patch stress compared to the tau fescue mono stand. So now let's take a look on the quality. The x-axis is the date and the y-axis is the quality from 1 to 9 scale. During the peak disease season, the mixture still shows higher quality in multiple days compared to the tau fescue mono stand. And on the other days, the quality was very similar on the non-fungicide treated plot. And the mixture was able to maintain an acceptable quality, which is 6 or above, throughout the hot summer. And the fungicide treated plot, there's still several days the mixture has higher quality compared to the tau fescue mono stand, and they're quite similar on quality in other days. In 2017 in Manhattan, Kansas, that is a more typical year for brown patch. It occurred in June. So in the non-fungicide treated plot, similarly to the previous year, the mixture was able to maintain a low brown patch pressure, which is about 6% or less. The fungicide controlled the brown patch pretty well in 2017 in Kansas. There is only one day tau fescue has higher disease pressure compared to the mixture. Similarly, on turf quality, during the peak disease season, which is July and August in Manhattan, there are 2 days mixture has higher quality in the non-fungicide treated plot. So in Olathe, Kansas in 2016, the mixture plot consistently has lower brown patch severity compared to the mono stand of tau fescue. And the disease pressure at Olathe was less than 4% throughout the whole study period. The fungicide treated plot was again able to bring down the disease pressure. And in 2016, Olathe, the disease occurred fairly early again. So even in this case, the mixture has lower disease pressure compared to the mono stand of tau fescue. And turf quality in both the treatment was pretty similar compared to the study at Manhattan. So mixture has higher quality in multiple days during the peak season compared to the mono stand of tau fescue. So in 2017, You know, Lisa, that's a very conducive environment for bronchitis and other disease during the summer. So the y-axis for bronchitis severity is actually ranged from 0 to 40% in this year at Olathe. So similarly, Tofescu still has much higher disease pressure throughout the study. And in late August and September, we found some other disease, dredge sclera, happened on Tofescu, both on Tofescu monostand and mixture. Even in this case, we still find the disease pressure on both disease is higher in the monostand. The point I want to bring here is, so on the whole specific disease, not only brown patch, the mixed stand can reduce or mask the disease symptom much better compared to a monostand. At Olathe in 2017, it's hot, humid, and we got several very heavy rain. So the fungicide wasn't able to do as great job as the previous year. But still in this case, under the fungicide treated plot, the mixture still showed less higher disease pressure compared to the Tofescu monostand. For turf quality in 2017, it's again very similar to compared to the previous study. So mixture was able to maintain a higher quality in multiple days or several days compared to the monostand of Tofescu, either in the fungicide treated plot or non-fungicide treated plot. So to conclude this study, mixing a zoysia grass into a Tofescu monostand will reduce the brown patch severity compared to grow a monostand of fescue. And in this case, by reducing the brown patch severity, so it actually can improve the stand quality. I want to acknowledge my committee members for the advice and also the funding agent for funding this study. And now I will take any questions you may have. Yes?
So did you continue taking turf grass quality ratings throughout the winter?
So the question was whether I consistently taking data during the winter. The answer is I took data only one time during the winter before zoysia grass turned dormant and after zoysia grass turned dormant. And in this case, I was able to figure out the percentage of each species in the mixed stand. And I used grid and the digital image when zoysia grass turned dormant. So all the percent green color there was the Tofescu. So
how did it work?
So in 2015, that was the establishment stage. We was able to keep a consistent, a very balanced mixture. So the Tofescu was about 45% in the mixture before we give any disease treatment. And in 2016, when we use grid counting methods, the brown patch, the Tofescu was actually reduced by about 8%. But by digital image analysis, it's reduced about 18%. I'm going to take data this December again, so we will know how the dynamic change on this mixture.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.